This is Michael Edward Miller, host of WUTC's Around and About Chattanooga. Right now, I have an interview about a nonprofit clinic that provides free health care to 500 people a month in our area. It's called Volunteers in Medicine. The nurses and the doctors at the clinic serve patients who meet certain eligibility requirements, like being uninsured and having a low income. Diabetes is one of the most prevalent health problems those patients face. The clinic has now received a $35,000 grant from the CVS Health Foundation to help prevent and treat diabetes. The clinic's executive director, Ashley Evans, joins us to talk about it. We'll also hear about an event coming up on June 3rd at Camp Jordan in East Ridge. It's a fundraiser for the clinic, the second annual Run for Health. Ashley Evans, thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much. It's nice to be here.
What's really interesting about it, as the name suggests, Volunteers in Medicine, many of the medical professionals, the doctors working there, are retired and are doing this because they just still love practicing medicine.
That is correct. Every one of our medical professionals, every doctor, every nurse is volunteered. Only one of them is still semi-practicing.
And what kind of services are you able to offer there at the clinic?
Well, it's great, because we have all primary care, but then we also have some specialists. We have two cardiologists, Dr. Zima, Dr. Mutter. We have a gastroenterologist, Dr. Horton. We have physical therapy with Randy Walker from here at UTC. We have a couple of three optometrists from Kapperman and White. So we're able to do some of the specialty services without having to refer out to the community.
So if you go there as a patient, you can get a more comprehensive kind of care.
Absolutely. It works just like my doctor's office, if not faster.
Volunteers in Medicine Chattanooga, there's an actual national organization, Volunteers in Medicine. How did the Chattanooga clinic specifically get started?
So that was a woman named Nancy Franks, and she was at Ridgedale Baptist Church. And that church decided they wanted to make a greater impact on that specific group of people, uninsured, low income, people who are working really hard and just not getting there. So they actually went to the Volunteers in Medicine clinic that started everything in Hilton Head, which was Dr. Jack McConnell, which is the brother of Sam McConnell, who is from Chattanooga. And they just really pulled the whole thing together. It took a few years of planning, but they were able to open in 2005 with the assistance of many churches and a whole lot of volunteers.
And that's the thing, is it's one of those needs that when you think about it is so obvious, but I imagine there aren't a lot of organizations providing this kind of care in Chattanooga.
Not for free, no. There are many low-income uninsured clinics around town. They do usually have a sliding scale for fees, but we are completely free. And we try to keep even medications, if we can't get the medications at no cost, we keep those as low cost as possible. We use an app that'll show us exactly where the medication is cheapest and where it is, and can print a coupon off for the person right there on the spot. I mean, we really try to keep it as low cost as possible.
And the medications, yes. I mean, some of the ones I take, they would be hundreds of dollars if I didn't have insurance.
Yes. And our doctors would see any person who walked in that door. I kind of want to be upfront about that. We keep it to the population that we do, the lower income. It's 200% of federal poverty, because the pharmaceutical companies will give us free medications for that population. So that's why we're reaching out to them in particular.
Well, and I imagine that the relationship that your professionals have with the patients, it's probably different than your typical doctor's office where, you know, you go in, you feel like you wait for an hour, see somebody for 15 minutes, and then you're rushed out the door.
Our patients love coming to see us. And there's not many, I think, patients for any doctor who can say that. But there is a very genuine relationship between our doctors and the patients, because they're able to spend a great deal more time with them. They're not rushed in and out in 15-minute blocks. I have one doctor who will spend 2 hours with one patient at however long it takes to get it all accomplished.
What are some of the main health problems that you treat? What are some of the issues you're seeing over and over again?
Diabetes, hypertension, any kind of heart disorder, some neurological.
With the diabetes, that sounds like that's going to be a problem for people because, you know, when you're low income, maybe you can't even afford healthy food.
You can't afford healthy food. And if you're uninsured, the insulin can cost over $1,000 a month.
Wow.
And we're able to get it for free.
And so this grant is going to help with that. What are some of the things you've been doing in terms of diabetes care that led to getting this grant?
Well, we have one nurse practitioner, Lily Tryon, and she has been the one who's behind the programming for the grant that we got from the CVS Health Foundation. And she does one-on-one nutrition counseling with people. But then we also have a volunteer dietitian who comes in once a month. We have a couple of people who will come in and from the pharmaceutical companies and talk about how the insulin works and what it would be ideal for them to eat, that sort of thing, but nothing on the level that we're proposing with this grant.
So with the $35,000 from the CVS Foundation, what are some of the things you're going to be able to do?
Well, the big thing we're going to be able to do is provide the food for up to 21 days. It's a plant-based diet. It's a company called Plant Pure. The meals are very good. It's two frozen meals a day. You can supplement with all kinds of vegetables. And we'll also have ongoing nutrition classes, health and wellness classes, one-on-one counseling, and then also group peer discussion.
And it sounds like you've already had some success with treating diabetes. What is it, about a 70% success rate?
Yes, 70% of our people year after year are reducing their, it's called the A1C. It's the amount of hemoglobin in the blood. It's very doctory.
But it's very important.
Yes, very important.
How did you get this grant? How did you go through the process of applying for it?
Well, we are a member of the National Association for Free and Charitable Clinics, and this grant is actually in partnership with both that association as well as CVS Health Foundation. So we're one of just 33 clinics in the country to get any funding at all from CVS.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that people really don't understand that you have to really let people know about volunteers in medicine and the populations that you're serving? Because a lot of people think, you know, well, if you don't have insurance, it'll be fine. You can just pay for the occasional doctor visit and everything will be okay.
Right. When you don't go see your health practitioner for a long period of time, and then you do have some sort of health crisis, it is usually not just one thing that has led to the crisis. So the sooner we can see somebody to start performing some intervention there, the better. So if we can help somebody who's maybe got a little bit of a higher A1C than some doctors would prefer, then we can go ahead and start talking to them about reducing their weight, or talking to them about how you really don't want to get diabetes and have to check your blood sugar twice a day or three times a day, however many times, and deal with the insulin. It avalanches on people before they know it.
I would imagine so. Yeah, because if you're not getting the preventative care, then yeah, mm-hmm. things that start out as small problems snowball until you're forced to go, maybe even at an emergency room. And, you know, if you don't have insurance, emergency rooms are going to just be an incredible cost to you.
It is exponential. We actually, our budget is about $420,000 a year, but we're able to provide $8 million in conservative emergency care costs. So that's how those community dollars donated end up multiplying.
And I think that's one of the things that you really pitch to potential donors is the fact that when you donate to volunteers in medicine, you're getting a really, really great return on what you're investing in the organization.
Absolutely. We're one of the few, I would think, in the country who can say that.
The run that's coming up June 3rd, Camp Jordan East Ridge. Who are you looking for to participate in that?
Anybody who wants to. It's only a $25 registration fee, and you get a T-shirt, and you get a finisher's medal at the end. It's really just a good time. It'll be 7:30 in the morning, which I know is early, but it's also hot outside. So we wanted to make it as comfortable as possible. And it's a very fast course. So we're looking forward to it.
How do people sign up for it?
You can go straight to the Volunteers in Medicine website, which is just vim-chat2t's.org. And there's a pop-up that'll take you right to the registration page.
Is there anything else you want to tell the listeners?
You know, I think there's a misconception that if you don't have health insurance or, you know, you're not able to pay medical bills, that you're not working really hard. And I actually went through every single one of our patients, and half of them are working. They are working sometimes full-time jobs, and we have to get letters from the employer stating that they don't offer health insurance benefits. Sometimes they're working through a temp agency for one of our bigger companies here that uses those to get hire people on. Sometimes the person is applying for disability and has a real big problem going on in their life, but they're still working also. So I think it's important to recognize that it is critical that we help as much as we can.
And I think it benefits us all in the long run. We all worry about the costs of medical care, and one reason why costs go up is because when people go to the emergency room, when they have no other option and then they can't pay those bills, somebody winds up having to pay that.
And that is taxpayers, yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.